Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redling.
How are our youth being impacted by organizations who serve youth for Christ? We're going to find out on this segment. You might be surprised and really encouraged. Lisa Gentz is my guest, and she is the Director of Ministry Advancement Youth for Christ. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here with you.
Youth for Christ has been around a long time, hasn't it, Lisa? Doing great stuff with the youth, not only nationally, but internationally.
Yes. In fact, we are celebrating our 80-year anniversary. You started last year. We celebrated that anniversary. We started in 1944, and many people know this, that Billy Graham was our first paid employee at Youth for Christ.
Wow, that is a long time ago. So tell us something about Youth for Christ, what it's all about, and then let's talk about your growth and your impact in working to reach that hard-to-reach next generation. Or is it hard to reach?
Yeah. So Youth for Christ has this long history of really wanting to impact the youth of that generation and really motivate their heart, their eyes, their feet, their hands towards Jesus. And a part of our legacy is we had those large stadiums filled with speakers like Billy Graham, who would go city to city. But over time, we really saw a turn to really follow up with those young people. How were they getting embedded in their local communities and connected to a local church? And so our strategy changed even as the times changed, as youth changed, and really birthed into a more relational-based movement where we're motivating and equipping, serving lots of Christian adults to initiate relationships with young people who don't yet know Jesus. And well, so that's really the heart behind our mission, is that we want to find kids in all places, of all types of kids, maybe who would never even darken the door of a church, and introduce them to the person and to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It seems like our world is so chaotic. Are youth today hungry for Christ?
You know, that's such an interesting question, because we know in the adult world, we're seeing an increase of adults who consider themselves not to be followers of Jesus. In 2017, about 16% of the adult population were identifying themselves as having no religious affiliation. But now in 2023, 28% of adults are identifying themselves as no religious affiliation. But that's actually having an inverse effect in the youth. The youth, Gen Alpha, as they're called.
Gen Alpha. Now, what age is that, Lisa? Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha are those young people that are born from between 2012 to 2024. So it's really those 14-year-olds, you know, maybe freshmen in high school and younger. They are actually turning more and more open to spiritual things. Maybe they don't have that Christian background, you know, living in the footsteps of their parents' faith, but they aren't close to spiritual conversation. They actually have a more positive, open posture to the church, but they just have no knowledge of the Bible, of who Jesus is, of any of the stories of Scripture. And so we're really interacting with young people who are open, but are a blank slate.
Talk about the statistics that you found and how you've been able to reach these youth for Christ.
Yeah, so in Youth for Christ, we have different ministry models. So campus life is on high school and middle school campuses. City life is in urban or under-resourced areas. And we also have military ministry on military bases, Deaf Teen Quest towards hard of hearing and deaf students, lots of different ministry models all together where we're really in the pursuit of young people where they are. And when you have a ministry model where the adults are more in the pursuit of relational ministry with young people instead of a tractional model, meaning come to us, come to our program or come to our building,
oh,
it really changes the dynamics of how we're able to engage with young people because we're really going into their world, into their space where they're living and engaging with their peers and their friends.
How are you going into their spaces?
Yeah, so a great example of one of our ministry models is called Juvenile Justice Ministry. And so we go into places where young people are held in detention centers, in youth prison or youth jail, or involved in the court system. So adults gain access to young people safely through their processes so that during a pivotal moment in their life when a young person has been adjudicated of a crime, that they're really at a space in their life where they're really thinking deeply about what their future holds. And we want a space where we can hold audience with them, be strong listeners, and share with them the hope that comes through a transformed life through following Jesus.
Do you have people in all 50 states doing that? Or are you looking for volunteer parents or adults to help in this process?
Well, I can say we're absolutely looking for all types of volunteers, all walks of life. We are currently in 35 states with 114 chapters across the United States. So if anyone was interested in joining in the mission of Youth for Christ, they can go to yfc.net and click the join button and find out all of the different locations where we are in the United States.
So you go into the prison systems. Where else do you go to find these kids?
Yeah, so another place that we are active is with teens that are pregnant and parenting. We call this parent life. And so this is a really pivotal moment too in a young person's life when they're experiencing either pregnancy or parenthood. And how can a Christian adult come alongside them and not only affect the young parent, but also the next generation of children that they're raising and encouraging them to know scripture, know the gospel, become part of a local church body and follow Jesus. And we're seeing both young moms and young dads' life transformed in that way.
That is awesome. Do you provide training for those people that might want to become involved and be a part of it shaping young people's lives?
Absolutely. So this is part of the work that our organization, our national organization, Youth for Christ, does, is we help train and equip adults to know how to do all of the things that I'm describing. You know, I've actually worked with Youth for Christ for coming up on 18 years. And this was my first job out of college.
Oh.
I had my Bible degree and I was ready to move into an urban community and change the world. But I actually didn't know how to do that. I wanted young urban kids to come to know Jesus, but I actually didn't know how to disciple anyone. I didn't know how to lead a young person to Christ and invite them to make that first time decision to follow Jesus. And it was through my role in Youth for Christ, even though I was on paid staff, I really had wonderful mentors, people who trained me and equipped me in this space to teach me how to do that. And then, so that's really part of the vision of Youth for Christ, is that we are all, you know, on a journey to learn how to do this better and better with each changing generation. And we're working with all of these adults to really train, equip, and resource them so more young people can be following Jesus.
YFC.net, 20% increase in ministry impact over the last 4 years. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see this growth. I mean, not just Youth for Christ, but we know the church at large was so deeply impacted by COVID and, you know, the restrictions that we experienced through our time there. But to see the recovery of the ministry in the last 4 and 5 years has been really exciting. We actually have each chapter has a number of ministry sites that they're overseeing different ministries in different neighborhoods and communities. We have over 1,200 ministry sites. In this last year, we planted 93 new ministry sites. And so that means our places where we're reaching young people is growing, and we're partnering with more schools, with more churches, with more detention centers who say, you know, we really want to see our young people impacted. Youth for Christ, can you help us figure out how to do that? And it's just been incredible partnership. So not only are we growing in the number of places that we're serving, but we're also increasing in the total number of youth we're serving as well, and seeing those relationships transformed into real decisions for Christ. We actually had over 12,000 young people make first-time decisions to follow Jesus last year, which is so exciting.
Amazing. Lisa, thanks for being my guest. Lisa is the Director of Ministry Advancement, Youth for Christ. And that's youthforchrist.net. If you want more information, they've been around for about 80 years. And Billy Graham was their first employee. In a couple of words, what would you say to parents who need encouragement about their kids?
Yeah. Well, I'm a parent of Gen Alpha youth as well. And so my advice to you is the advice that I often listen to myself, which is pray radically for our young people and for our generation to turn their hearts to Jesus. And I think one of the amazing things that the Lord can equip us to do is dive into those spiritual conversations with our young people. Ask them what they care about, what they're worried about, what they're thinking about, what their goals are, and show them the scriptures and how God can really use them in powerful ways to transform their friends' lives and their friends' families' lives because of the truth of the gospel.
Lisa, thanks for being my guest.
I'm so happy to have been here.
Could we be having a spiritual youth revival? Don't miss it. YFC.net. Find out more. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.